What's up, Project Nerd fans? This is Carrie coming to you from the 8th annual Front Range Film Festival here in Longmont, Colorado. And I cannot wait. And so I'll just jump right into it. I got Deanna Schultz, who brought the English version, A New Chapter. I tried to pronounce the Spanish. I'm not good at it. But you brought an amazing short called A New Chapter.
Right.
And I want to dive right into it. Your title, though, is not A New Chapter. What's the actual title of the film itself?
The title itself is Un Nuevo Capítulo, because the overall mission of the story I'm telling is an opportunity to open a door to a new chapter.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let's just dive right into it. I watched this, and it's an amazing short. And what I thought was really interesting is the dynamic that you created between two elements. And I'll kind of let you kind of discuss it, and then we'll kind of ask some questions around it. But tell us about the concept behind A New Chapter. What was the overall concept that you're trying to convey throughout your short film?
Well, I have a really big yoga background, and it's made a huge change in my own life. I had a life-changing experience, and I was reintroduced to yoga therapy.
Okay.
And so there's a difference between yoga and yoga therapy. I was attending a yoga therapy conference last June, and while there, I met so many people, and one of the people I met was a gentleman by the name of Bill Brown,
right.
executive director of the Prison Yoga Project. And we had a wonderful conversation, and one thing led to another. And he asked me, do you know that 93% of the incarcerated individuals, they go back into society?
Right.
And so what do they do?
Yeah.
What skills do they have to go back out into the world with so that they don't go back to prison within 3 to 5 years?
Right.
Right. And so we have this issue of mass incarceration. We see prison reform, but there's a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so people, organizations like Prison Yoga Project are really making a difference. Creator's name is James Fox. He started this program in San Quentin. It grew throughout the state of California. I was going to say Colorado. California. We're in Colorado now. California. And one of the chapters is in San Diego. So I had an opportunity to visit San Diego County Sheriff's Department in one of their, it's called the Reentry Facility. And it's amazing. It looks like a college campus.
Right.
And so incarcerated individuals getting ready to go back into society, they have an opportunity to spend some time in this reentry facility, if you will. They can choose to earn their GED. They can choose to take classes. They can choose to do yoga.
Yeah.
As with the Prison Yoga Project. And so their overall mission is to empower individuals to help them modify their own behavior.
Okay.
And so when an individual learns to be able to do that, and they go back out into society, and they get into a situation of where they feel anger is coming on, or angst, or anxiety, well, these learning techniques, these breathing techniques, are helping them take a pause and hopefully help them make a better decision, and not one that causes them to go back.
Yeah.
So it's helping in the rate of recidivism.
Yeah, I appreciate the way you explain that. I think we've heard throughout this festival a lot of different things on social reform, mm-hmm. on justice reform. I want to take a step back and clarify, because I did not understand the difference, and I want to make sure not only I, but our audience knows. When you say yoga versus yoga therapy, what's the difference?
Okay, really great question. Lots of people, there's a debate that sometimes goes on with what's yoga and what's yoga therapy. Well, in the Western society, in our society, we, for the most part, yoga is thought as a fitness regimen.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so when you think of yoga therapy are using yoga techniques But for individuals with a condition, or you know, whether they're managing a condition, in order to help them improve their overall health and well-being.
Right.
So you can do that on a one-on-one basis, or you can do that in a small group setting. So, you know, obviously going back to yoga, it's also thought to be a philosophy. It's a way of life. So it can mean a lot of different things to different people.
Yeah.
But for the most part, when the word yoga is mentioned, is stated in just a general society, it's thought of as a fitness regimen.
Yeah. And I think that I wanted you to say it exactly that way, because we put so much focus on verbiage, right? We can make it sound very flowery, and we can get an economic boost out of it. We can gain, you know, monetarily out of it.
Right.
But when I watched your film and your documentary, however you want to describe it there, what I was impressed by is how people use it in regards to fear. An underlining tone that you heard throughout some of these people that are going through reentry was how it was eliminating fear.
Right.
How does this particular therapy eliminate some of that fear, or allow them the ability to acquire more self-awareness to be able to re-enter the environment and contribute from a societal basis?
Okay. So I guess the foundation answer to that is, what is one of the most important things that are being taught? Breathing.
Right.
And so through different breathing techniques, what happens is that it's helping the parasympathetic nervous system.
Okay.
Okay. When you're able to regulate your nervous system, you relax.
Yeah.
You're relaxed. Your muscles are relaxed. You're in a state of being relaxed.
Yeah.
You're more focused. So when you're more focused, you can make better decisions. And so the basis of the yoga that's being taught is this. And when you learn how to self-regulate, when you learn to be aware, that's when self-regulation happens. But it takes time.
Yeah.
And it takes caring and compassionate individuals to go into a facility and help. Not a lot of people would do that.
Right.
And they don't get paid a lot of money. There's some payment, but sometimes it's through volunteer. So I just love what they're doing. I thought, you know, when I went in and I was directing and producing on location, I got to see it work. Mm-hmm. I got to see the difference of all these incarcerated individuals coming in, grabbing the yoga mat, and by the end, they were just in a state of, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, I see that, but to see it in that setting and to see it work was empowering even to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I thought was really interesting, and I want to get your understanding and why you did it this way, when the documentary opens, it doesn't identify what these incarcerated people are there for.
Right.
It was and to me, it felt conscious. Mm-hmm. It was not about the people. It was about the program. Mm-hmm. Was that a conscious decision you went in? Like, I don't want to glorify or to even draw you in with this, why they got convicted. I want you to see the program and then the effects of the program. Was that a conscious decision in developing this documentary?
It was, because I think the minute that, well, I had the interviewee explain why she was there.
Right.
But
it wasn't very specific.
Correct,
it was very generic of like,
yes,
I transported money, right?
Right.
It was a very large amount of money, but it was just like, and that was it.
Right. Well, I think people get hung up on either I'm there for whatever crime. So there's more focus. There's that draw in automatically when you hear what crime.
Exactly.
What crime. And I purposely kind of, I softened it a bit in order to pay more attention to, in order to focus more on the good that's being done to help these individuals rehabilitate and have a new skill when they're released back into society.
Yeah, and I think that that's what I appreciated, because like I didn't want to know. I mean, I did. I didn't lie, right? As an audience member, you always want to like, who are they in for? You know, it's this crazy developed mindset that we have because we've seen it so much. But you focused, and the focal point was on the program and especially on the instructor. How did you get involved with this instructor? The instructor really was exactly that. It wasn't about her. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was about how she could implement and assist with the development and rehabilitation. How did that story, or more importantly, that personal characteristic kind of develop as you film this?
Okay. So when I spoke to Bill Brown about my interest in doing a documentary short on the program, I asked him, so since I'm bilingual, I've worked both in English language television, Spanish language television. I also speak Italian, so I'm multilingual.
Right.
And it's so important to be able to tell stories to people in their language.
Yeah.
So when I was there, I talked to the San Diego, well, prior to going, I talked to the San Diego County Sheriff's Media Department. I said, I am bilingual. It's very important to me. If at all possible, I would like to do one in English, and I want to interview people in English, but I don't only want to do subtitles into Spanish when I do the Spanish one. I actually want to interview somebody who speaks Spanish. And then on that note, I talked to Bill Brown about, is there a Spanish language instructor who would be willing to be in the documentary? That was easy.
Yeah.
No problem in finding anyone. And so one thing led to another. I met her at the event. I had some prior communication via email with her, but I met her there on location prior to shooting. And we had a little bit of time to talk, and then we did the interview.
Yeah.
So it's right. And she can also teach in various languages.
Well,
so it's nice.
That's what you go back to it. And I'm always fascinated by the whys. And maybe as a filmmaker, as a document, you've been in journalism for a while. I think that's always what we're trying to get. And with this documentary, you don't get it. You know, you don't understand why the instructor's doing it. Mm-hmm. Or you're portraying your own idea. Like, oh, well, it's this or it's that. I really appreciated that when I watched it. And you watch it, and it's a very short piece, but you can get grasped in really quickly. You know, with I hate calling her the star, but you focused on one particular person a lot.
Right.
Why that one person? Was there some kind of connection, or was it just her development within the program that kind of drew you to that person?
Are we talking about the instructor or the interviewee?
The interviewee.
Okay,
yeah.
So
I didn't know how you want to describe it. Like, for me, it's the prisoner or the person being right.
The incarcerated individual.
And I hate saying it that way, because like it's
right.
You hear a little bit of her story, but prior to the story and even after the story, you don't care because you're interested in her development within the program and how it's led her to personal development. So with that particular person that you interviewed, how did you see that person grow, and were you able to follow up with her after the fact?
So okay, let me step back. So with her, you know, her story was interesting. I believe in allowing the stories to be told through the eyes of the people. So she's incarcerated. And it was fascinating to me to see, wow, okay, when you think of incarcerated individuals, you think of sometimes they're rough and tough and then, you know, whatever comes to mind, stereotypical, unfortunately.
Right.
So when I saw that, when I had this conversation with her, I was like, wow, her demeanor was soft.
Yeah.
And, you know, something bad happened in that moment, right? And so she is paying the consequences for that. But what was interesting to me was she had a pretty rough life, and she never had an opportunity to really feel empowered, make her own choices. And I think that really what this program did for her, what she told me the program did for her, was empower her to make her own choices.
Right.
So that is how she grew as a person, as an individual, to know that she could now make her own choices and good ones.
Yeah.
Better ones for a better life.
Yeah. I think that what I got out of it, and I appreciate what you explained it, because it's not about the past. Mm-hmm. It's not about what was previously done or what led to this incarceration. It's what's going to happen afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a really interesting approach in, I'm going to talk about the present, this program, and how it allows for a person to understand how to work through things the right way, mm-hmm. how to pause. Mm-hmm. It's not about reacting. Pause, center yourself, then make a conscious decision. And I think at least for the small amount of time that we got to see this program, you get to see it in execution mm-hmm. from the instructor and from the people that are actively engaged in the program. So I really appreciate it. I definitely was very intrigued by it. I've done yoga a few times, as you said, more yoga as an exercise, not a therapy. But I was really interested in that element and started to look mm-hmm. at it more for what I can benefit from as a person, how I can make better decisions, and how I can ultimately just pause, mm-hmm. center myself, make the right decision, or execute my decision more appropriately. Mm-hmm. So Deanna, I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
So for our audience that aren't here currently at the Front Range Film Festival, is there an approach of putting this online so people can see it, or how can they get more engaged with this program and stuff that you're going to be doing later down the road?
Well, right now, this is actually, this particular piece is circulating the film circuit, and we will see the point of distribution hopefully within a few weeks to a month or so. In the meantime, though, as far as the Prison Yoga Project is concerned, there is tons of information about them online. So the acronym PYP for Prison Yoga Project, all they have to do is go in, Google it, and they will find all the information that's needed.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I mean, couldn't have heard it better. I mean, an immediate salesperson. But please, I mean, obviously we brought light to it, but the severity of it, the ability to rehabilitate and to re-enter society in the right way, mm-hmm. I think is something that we've seen a lot at this film festival, and certainly something that you brought to our attention through a great program that you can, not you hopefully, but that people are doing that are going to make them better as they re-enter into society. So again, we got Deanna Schultz from A New Chapter. Please go out, not only look at this, but see what you can do locally, but support the prison yoga program mm-hmm. and other programs that benefit not only you, again, you as the collective and global, but also how it can affect your community. But until next time, stay tuned to more content from the Front Range Film Festival.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.